Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Hey guys. Hey y'all. Guys, I'm coming out. Today's the day I'm coming out as a person who doesn't whiten their teeth because this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. Guys, hi. Hello everyone. Guys, this is the most exciting episode, period. Episode 1, nasty. Episode 2, rotted. Episode 3, gutted. Episode 4, kind of good. This episode, the best. Welcome back to the 5th episode of Not Thriving. I've never been more excited to film anything, I think, in my whole entire goddamn life. And let me give you the reasons. Reason one, because every episode that you've seen so far has been pre-recorded. I told you this. You guys know this. You guys know these things. Now I'm here, live in the flesh. We are going weekly. We are going live. These are live updates from now on, guys. I am so excited. This is my first time coming on this podcast to you guys and really getting to speak my truth. Let's have a vulnerable moment together. I feel like it's time. It's time for vulnerableness because this is my first opportunity to sit here after this podcast has been released and birthed into the world and I've given my baby to you guys. And now I get to be honest and say, wow, you guys need to really give me some more views. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Guys, I'm seriously joking. But no, guys, for real, Lock Into Realness. That's a good podcast name. Lock Into Realness. Okay. So yes, every episode has been pre-recorded. This is my first time to actually talk to you guys live in the flesh and say thank you so, so much for the reaction on this podcast. Let me get real. This was kind of my final straw. This was kind of my final attempt at like being on the internet, I guess, in a sense, because like this was kind of my last, you know, attempt at seeing if something could still work for me, you know, seeing if I still belong on the internet, because I understand that to you guys, to some of you guys, I'm a valued YouTuber. I'm a pretty established YouTuber. I've been on the internet for a long time. I'm good at my job sometimes. And I understand that people do value me on the internet. But for me, I kind of lost all motivation. I just like lost grasp of everything that I had been working on and kind of just lost my footing, I guess we could say. I just fell out of the public. You know, it was a choice. It was definitely a choice because I kind of wanted to stop with YouTube. It was becoming too much for me and I just got lost in it with TikTok and stuff like that. Like it was fun, but like those things never really, you know, stabilized me or maintained me or let alone gave me a damn paycheck. But I just really wanted to find a new outlet. And for years, I actually didn't believe in myself. I got offered to do a podcast with many different agencies and brands. Just the brands and agencies, everyone wants me. I decided to do this on my own, kind of on a whim, and it's been really hard. I've lost people along the way. Guys, I get to finally tell you the truth of the behind the scenes because people were fired. People were fired and lives were ruined, but we'll get there. This was my final attempt and it's actually working. It's actually somehow working. And not only is it somehow working, it's making me feel really happy. I feel so connected to you guys in such like a new way and I'm enjoying it as fuck for realness. And I think you guys are too. And that's what makes me happy. That's all I care about. It's just fostering a fun relationship and doing something that fuels me. And I'm feeling pretty fueled. Anyways, but all this to say, guys, biggest thank you of life. Biggest thank you of life for watching this podcast. I'm so excited to see what comes. Big things are coming. I'm already in talks. I'm already taking meetings. That's how you know it's big. Mm-hmm. Also, I also want to say that, I'm on Spotify now. Guys, I'm on Spotify. I'll be on Apple Podcasts soon. Guys, but Apple Podcasts, like, it's the drama. It's really the drama. They hate me. But anyways, we're on Spotify. If you guys want to go give me a little rating, that would mean a lot to me. I think we already have 150 ratings on Spotify. So this is big news. But I want to say Thank you guys. And also subscribing to this channel would really help me. I'm really starting from the ground up. That's something that I've kind of struggled with, is because guys, I in the past haven't had much struggle being successful. Now it seems like I'm having to crawl my way out of the trenches, but I'm actually enjoying it. I'm actually having a really fun time with every single part of this process. But anyways, guys, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. What are you asking for from Santa? I'm kind of like Santa's mistress today. I'm like Mrs. Claus, but like if she like listened to Deftones. Guys, Deftones is for the fake emos. There, I said it. If you listen to Deftones, I respect you, but like not that much. Anyways, guys, so today we have a lot of topics. This is big news. I need to catch you up on every single aspect of my life since I've left. First things first, I met Abby Lee Miller. And was she in her wheelchair? Yes. Therefore, I met Abby Lee Miller in her wheelchair. This is big news. Guys, this was during Halloween. Throwback. So this was in Halloween. I went to the lamest party you could ever imagine. Guys, LA parties going down these days, because this was lame. It was lameness. It was full of freaks. It wasn't full of freaks, but it was, I mean, I was there, so I guess it was. And Abby Lee Miller was there. So wait, yes, it was full of freaks. This LA party was at a random hotel. It was like kind of open to the public, which I don't understand, because Abby Lee Miller was just there. Sorry. I went to this party and it was really lame. I got a $60 overpriced double shot tequila soda. Hey, could someone come and slap me in the face for doing that, by the way? Thank you. So then what happened is we were going to leave the party because the party was lame. Classic. And then we turn around, start walking out the door. And then who do I see? Who do I see? Abby Lee Miller in her wheelchair. And this is really big news because, as you guys know, number one Abby Lee Miller cosplayer right here. This is me. Guys, and we know that you guys, I think I've used this damn photo 17 times on this podcast already. So I'm sorry, but I can't let it die because the people love me as Abby Lee Miller. This is what I'm learning about myself, is that you guys like to see me cosplay white people. So I'm locking into being whiteness. I'm going to start embracing my whiteness. I got a lot of pushback from my family from the episode where I said that I forget that I'm white. Apparently, being white is the way to go. So yeah, I met Abby Lee Miller. I know last episode I said, when is it my turn to meet my idols? Little did I know, I was manifesting. I was manifesting because I then met my idol. Abby Lee Miller was just in front of me and she was in her wheelchair and she had like a crew of gays, goals. I need that soon, coming soon. But she had a crew of gays behind her who are just like there, I guess. And then we went up to her, started freaking out. First thing she did was she went, stop. So I was like, okay, perfect. Thank you. I got the Abby Lee Miller scolding. And then I was like, okay, what do I do in this moment? Do I say hi? Do I say love you? No. I'm going to show her a photo of me as Abby Lee Miller. I don't know why. And is that wrong? I don't think so. I pulled up a photo of me as Abby Lee Miller and I said, look, it's you. This was me for Halloween. And she took a good look and she said, yep. Oh, so my boobs really were that big. Guys, I don't think I've ever been that like stressed out and flabbergasted in a moment in my life. The only thing I could think to say to her after I just showed Abby Lee Miller a photo of me as her and then she commented about her boobs, all I could think to say was, it's the best I've ever lived. So yeah, and then she was like, And then I think she wanted us to go away. So then we did. But I'm not kidding. It was magical. So yeah, I met Abby Lee Miller. Guys, full circle moments. I'm starting to manifest things. It's about to be 2025. So this is the time where it's time to manifest things. And things are about to get really real. Because we need to make me the best podcaster ever this next year. Yeah. This is what needs to happen. Because I'm done with the freaks. There's too many freaks on the internet. I'm seeing freaks everywhere. Freak number one, Alabama Barker. Guys, can we talk about this really quick? And I think she's like underage, so I'm going to hold it back for a second. But and also, I don't want to be like the whistleblower. I'm not here to expose deep, dark secrets of Hollywood. But can I just say that I have always been disappointed every time I've seen Alabama Barker out on the town with like a bunch of grown men when she's like 16 with like a bottle of tequila. Like, not saying that's something I wouldn't have done at her age, but it's like, where are the parents? Where are the parents? Oh, they're doing campaigns for little gummies. It's giving Tati. It's giving Kourtney Kardashian is Tati. But now she's in a new scandal these days. And this scandal is the best thing that's happened to me. Guys, this is fun. Now that we're in present time, I can talk about pop culture. Yes. But guys, Bad Baby and Alabama Barker are beefing. Bad Baby and Alabama Barker are beefing. I never thought I would be so lucky to see the day. Sorry, pause. Bad Baby is a star. And I've always said this. I know Cash Me Outside. I know this and that. I know whatever the hell. You guys, enough. Her music is magical. Her music is fierce. But I don't know. She just has like an aura about her. She's actually very mature. And I think she's very well-rounded. I think she's done a lot of great things with her fame. She's so rich. She's so smart. But now she's beefing with Alabama Barker. So now I'm like, okay, Alabama, don't come on in here. I don't know. It just makes me sad because I'm like, she's too young to be like doing all this and that with like awful men. Anyway, sorry, if you guys don't know what happened, like, I'm going to just stop it there because I don't know what I'm talking about. This, guys, and also, this is not going to be a pop culture podcast. I'm realizing now that my insight doesn't really matter and that, like, I'm not good at giving opinions, but I'm team bad baby. I'm sorry. I'm always team bad baby. That's my sister, and she got diagnosed with cancer, which is so sad and, like, just, it makes me really, really, really sad because she's too young for this. Anyways, now to more important things that I want to touch on. Guys, jellyfish. What do we know about jellyfish? We know that they live in the ocean. We know these things. I was stung by a jellyfish. This is something that really did happen. It happened to me in Port Aransas. No, I'm sorry, I'm lying. This happened to me in Florida, of course. I got stung by a jellyfish because my parents thought it was okay for me to go into the ocean and with a plastic bucket. You know, a plastic bucket with scratches on it. It's like blue and with a yellow little plastic flimsy handle, bleached by the sun. One of those. And I went, la la la. I went into the ocean and started scooping up jellyfish. So I had a plastic bucket full of live jellyfish. And I thought it was just for fun. What's weird, though, is that why were these waters infested with jellyfish? These are the questions that we don't have answers to. But I got stung, inevitably. I think me and all the other kids who were in there got stung by jellyfish. And I tried to pee on it and it just didn't fix it. So whoever said that peeing on a jellyfish... What happens if you just pee on the jellyfish? Would it die? No, peeing on a jellyfish does not kill it. Okay, so that's really boring. The hell? But yeah, so after I got peed on... Wait. After I got stung by a jellyfish, I tried to pee on the wound. It didn't fix it. It just felt like it hurt. It really stung. It stung, but it wasn't like a... I don't know. I can't really explain the feeling of being stung by a jellyfish. If you know, you know. It wasn't super bad. I think it like got better the next day or something. But... here's my question. How were there some jellyfish that could just kill you? I just don't understand how there's like this floating, clear entity that lives in the bottom of the ocean or Australia, same thing. And if you get stung by it, it'll kill you. What do you mean I'm gonna get, I could get stung by a jellyfish and it could kill me? With what? It's little flimsy, guys, okay, we're turning into an educational podcast today. How do jellyfish kill people? Oh, it releases a venom that makes the heart contract. Why does that exist? There's no need for jellyfish to exist. And I know it's like, oh, the ecosystem, if one thing dies, everything goes out of whack. No, this isn't true. Not to me. The jellyfish are worthless. Like, jellyfish are literally just like jello with an attitude. Why do they exist? There's no reasons. I do wonder how jellyfish, do jellyfish have sex? Explain if jellyfish have sex in gay terms. Imagine jellyfish is part of the world where sex is more about the vibe than the human ideals of sexual orientation or identity. Jellyfish in their natural state do a bit of free-for-all when it comes to reproduction. They don't form relationships or partnerships in the way humans do. They just want to pass on their genes. Here's where it gets fun. Jellyfish have both male and female types, and they'll release their eggs and sperm into the water hoping for a good mix. Sometimes a male jellyfish might try to fertilize another male's eggs. Gay! Okay, sorry. Sometimes male jellyfish try to fertilize another male's eggs just as a joke. Okay. So now they're silly. So now I take it back. Jellyfish, like, they're kind of a vibe. They're kind of, like, into that gay shit. Okay. I think it's a misconception that asking ChatGPT to explain things in gay terms makes it easier to understand. Because listen to what they just said. They said, in short, jellyfish sex could be seen as fluid, carefree, and experimental kind of deal, where labels like gay don't really apply, but the vibe is about connection and needing to define it. I don't think a single one of those words is real. I don't think a single... Fuck you. So what we learned is nothing. Next topic. Last week, I talked about like the whole cat scandal I was in earlier this year, thinking like, okay, it's going to feel so good to clear the air. And like, I knew people kind of wouldn't care. But like, people really didn't give a fuck. And it's almost upsetting because I'm like, damn, this proves the damn truth. Listen up and open your ears. When that situation was happening and people were pissed at me, it felt like the end of the world. It proves no one actually cared. They liked the drama. They liked the drama and they liked me being the villain. That's my villain origin story. I wasn't a villain before that, but now I'm a villain. Now I'm the damn villain. And you guys did this to me. Not you guys, but the freaks, the Republican freaks. Okay, so what about psychosis? What do you guys know about that? Because I think it's happening right now. No, but I'm serious. Like, it is interesting. It's fascinating to me how people can really, people don't care about the truth. So let this be a lesson. Let this be a lesson that if you do anything wrong in your life, just ignore it. And eventually everyone will forget about it. That's what I should have done, it seems. You know what? I was being nice in the last episode, but I'm not going to be nice anymore. I'm not your regular Cinderella. I'm a bad Cinderella. You know what? I'm done. I'm done playing nice. I'm done. I'm done. Because when I play nice, where does it get me? Nowhere. It gets me to the slums. Now, I'm ready to be mean. And let's see what happens. Yeah! Anyways, something else I want to talk about, guys, is that this is just, I want it to be a big lesson. A big lesson, because it's something that's been on my mind. I'm trying to keep the first half of this episode quite fun, but I'm going to give you a little tease for the second half of this episode, because I have been going through genuinely the hardest time of my life, like one of the hardest times of my life. You know, I've gone through some real, real crazy stuff in my life. Usually when I go through periods like that in the past, it's always because something bad has happened, like something really negative occurred or something of the sort. But right now I feel like I'm going through just a period of general hardship where it's like, I'm getting lost. I'm getting confused. It's also mixed in with like, you know, a wonderful time because I'm starting this whole new chapter in my life. But I think in doing that, it's really pushing up a lot of things to the surface that I just haven't wanted to deal with for the past 2 years of my life. And it's upsetting. I always, in times like this, I make the mistake. It's a big mistake. I go back in time and I think, what could I have done different in the past to like avoid where I am now, to make my life better? And I'm in a really unfortunate position where I can't just be like, oh, well, everything happens for a reason. And I'm glad I did everything I did in the past because it led me to where I am now and I'm fine. Because it's like, actually, fuck no. I could have done so much more in the past to further where I am now. But instead, I didn't. And a lot of it is like with the YouTube. You know, I could have kept posting on YouTube. And so I could easily be like, oh, I should have just kept doing this. I would have had more money. I would have been more successful. I would have, you know, this and that. But it's not really that that I regret, because I understand why I stopped posting. I understand, you know, what got me to that position in life. And I understand, I give myself grace, I guess. I give my past self like a lot of grace. But there are like some endeavors, for example, that I could have really dived into and been successful with. But I was not only shut down, but I was just told by people around me that like I couldn't do it. People told me I wasn't capable of doing certain things. For example, starting a brand. I had an idea. I genuinely think that it is like such a good idea. It's something that doesn't exist. And it's something that could really, really genuinely help a bunch of people in the world. Because it's a struggle that I have. Whatever. It's a product. It's a secret product. I'm going to keep it hush. Manifesting it. Manifesting that for 2025, maybe. I had this wonderful idea. I was told that I couldn't do it. Keep in mind, this was at a point in my life where I was so successful, more successful than I think I even knew at the time. There was so much kinetic energy, is that what you say? Where it's like, I was so like ready to really dive and I could have done anything I wanted to. And I was genuinely told by people around me at that time who worked with me, who were supposed to be helping me, that it wasn't gonna work, that if I wanted this to happen, I would have to do X, Y, and Z. And it was just like these impossible tasks that didn't make any fucking sense. And I listened to them. I listened to them, and it was the biggest mistake to not fight for myself, even with collaborations with makeup brands. Now you see X, Y, and Z doing collaborations with X, Y, and Z brands for like makeup. And that has to this day always been a dream of mine because I'm so passionate about makeup. I've always been so passionate about it. I believe I am so talented. I believe genuinely that I am a very talented makeup artist, and I feel like I've been overlooked in that, but with other endeavors too, where it's like, I've just been told it can't happen. And looking back, it's just the biggest mistake. And I just had this realization like last night, because I've been going through hardships now. And I'm like, God, imagine if I would have just fought for myself. Because anything that you want to happen, it can happen. Also, guys, I'm sorry. Like, I think I'm Oprah right now. I'm like cosplaying as Gandhi. But like, I'm serious. You guys have to listen. There's just nothing more beautiful than success, because success is what truly, I think, could drive someone to happiness. I think more so than money. You know, you don't even have to be rich. You don't have to be, you know, doing this or that, but like just being successful and being passionate is like what I find a lot of happiness in personally. Truly, I think humans are so limitless. Anything is possible. Truly, anything in the world is possible for you. And, you know, I say that, but I don't even believe it because again, I'm stuck at a time right now where I'm like, God, I am like in a corner. There's layers. I can't get into all of my trauma with you guys right now, all my hardships, but just let it be known that you're capable. I really believe that anything that you want to happen can be true. And I know it sounds dumb coming from like a stupid YouTuber like me, but as I was saying in the beginning of this podcast, I really could have let everything I've worked for before go to filth. I could have just thrown it down the drain and just moved on with my life and started doing something else. But I didn't do that. I remember when I started my YouTube channel in 2018, my thought was like, if I don't try to do this, if I just don't do the active movements of standing up right now, sitting down and filming a video on my phone and seeing if I could do this, I will never know. And I might regret it for the rest of my life. And then I did it. And look what happened. It's like there's potential in everyone. I think everyone has that potential. And maybe it takes someone to bring it out of them. So maybe that's what I'm trying to do right here is give you guys a little bit of inspiration to just, you just can't limit yourself. You can never limit yourself. And, you know, there's new ways. You know, there's always ways. This could apply in any situation, any medium. But fuck those people who told me that I can't have a brand. Girl, I had money and I had a lot of people watching me. So look where I am now. I'm in the slums because of you. But it's okay. Do you guys actually care about Brianna Chicken Fry and her friend and their drama? Do you guys actually care about the Sophia Richie dance? Do you guys actually care about Hailey Bieber's blueberry milk nails? I don't give a fuck. I really don't. And that's just me. Maybe I'm jaded. The reason I brought it up is because I have a question. Am I supposed to care about these things? Am I supposed to care? What is with these things? Do you guys actually care about these things? This is a segue because this is why I'm happy. And guys, don't piss me off. This is why I'm happy that TikTok is getting banned. Yes. This is the best day of my life. Listen to this. I am about to present you. I'm about to give you breaking news information that you guys haven't heard anywhere else. You guys haven't heard these things. But I'm about to present you with something that is going to change the way that you go through your life daily. Listen to this. With TikTok, it's gone to a point where it's oversaturated. It's true. We know this. We believe this. I believe this personally. But I don't want to be like the homo. The what? I don't want to be the hobo over here. That's just, I'm sorry. The gays are really catching strays. Another great podcast name, Gays Catching Strays. I know that everyone says this about TikTok. They're like, it's not as fun, but it's really true. I remember I have the fondest memories of my life sitting in bed with my friends scrolling on TikTok. And it felt like every three videos, there was something that I would see or be shown that was like life-changing. Like it was just hilarious and it was so much fun. There were so many different niches, but like there were enough niches to the point where like you could dip your toes into each one. You know, there was the furries. Loved the furries on TikTok. I miss them. Come home, furries. I want the furries to come home to mama. Come home. Honestly, even when there was like Hype House, I would never even say that Hype House ruined TikTok. That was an era. It was everything. What really ruined TikTok is capitalism. Not to be like the fucking friend that's too woke over here, but like, I'm sorry, capitalism ruined this app. It destroyed TikTok. And that's why I'm really happy that TikTok is getting banned, because we are wasting away scrolling on our phones. And I know you've heard this in every capacity, every way it could be said, you've heard it. And so I don't want to drill this into your head and bore you, because I'm such a victim of it too. I'm deep in it. It makes it too easy to ignore your real life to just get on TikTok and doom scroll. But we've become so conditioned to not realize the truth, because I don't even have to say any more words. I'm going to show you something. So this is me. I'm going to open TikTok right now, live and on air. Opening TikTok. Okay, I'm turning the audio off. First video, TikTok shop ad. Scroll once, scroll two times, scroll three times. Sponsored Southwest Airlines ad. Scroll one time, scroll two times, scroll three times. Sponsored Billie Eilish ad. Scroll once, twice, three times. TikTok shop ad, Alex Earl. Once, twice, three times. Disney Plus ad. Every three videos, every three words, every three words. Sorry. Every three videos. And I didn't notice this until like yesterday. I was scrolling and I was like freak, because I was planning out the topics of this podcast today. And I was like, I think I need to talk about the TikTok ban. And I'm like, why do I hate TikTok so much? Why is it like genuinely unenjoyable to go on the app? Because They got us addicted and addict-see, because they got us addicted to addict-see D'Amelio back in 2020. So now when we're scrolling, we're conditioned to think, oh, I'm about to have so much fun, and we don't have fun. No one's having fun. No one's laughing. No one's being happy. And no one is smiling these days, because all we're being fed is ads. All we're being fed is ads. We're being shoved to the ground. Half of us are laying down in the trenches, laying comfortably in the trenches, rotting, just being like, trying to like consume any sort of joy we can, a drop of joy thrown into the trenches. But all we're getting is TikTok shop. And TikTok shop is the demon. It's the demon. And yes, I bought stuff on TikTok shop, and yes, I've enjoyed it. It's fun. I mean, there we go. They're doing something. But TikTok shop is the demon. Also, during Christmas, don't even get me started. Every three videos I'm seeing, it's, this is the best stocking stuffer you've ever seen. And it's a 9-cent piece of shit from a butt. Keep it. Just keep it. I don't want it. But anyways, it's evil. TikTok as a corporation has gotten to a point where they're so rich, and you would think, okay, this company already has so much money. Why do they need more money? What is this about? It's because TikTok isn't going to exist in 50 years. And if it does, it's not going to be in the same capacity that it exists right now. You know what I'm saying? But the people who are behind it, the thousands of employees, their goal is to set up their lives, to create something that will be sustainable so that they rise up. And without us knowing, without a lot of us knowing, they are taking advantage of us because we accept it. We let them. We don't realize. People aren't talking about how every three videos is an ad. That's crazy. Do you remember back in the day on TikTok, we used to open the TikTok app, go boop, hi. It'd be one ad at the top, and you could scroll for years and not one other ad, with the exception of the occasional influencer sponsored post. So when people say, oh, are you sad TikTok's getting banned? Fuck no. Hell no. I don't care. Thank God I'll be free from the shackles of TikTok, because I know Instagram Reels is going to become like the new meta, and I'm fine with it. I'm like, Instagram, we've always been besties. Like, me and Instagram are like this, because that's where I have my fun. I love an Instagram story. I love a reel. I actually don't go on reels, but what I do know is that on reels, they're not feeding me ads. All of this, it's making me existential, because I'm like, goddamn, like, I am being fed. I am cattle. We are literally cattle, like going, and they'll just like chuck something at our faces. And like half the population on TikTok is like, wow, I love it. More. And it's like, what the hell? It's making me very existential. What am I doing? What are we doing here? Like, fuck it. Maybe I should just go get a BBL. Me finding any excuse to just like, okay. Who's with me? But I am actually excited, because if TikTok does get banned, it's going to be exciting, because then I'll come back to YouTube. Guys, I am coming back to YouTube. This is a pre-promo. I'm filming videos back in Texas, in my old room. Anyways, I'm done being Gandhi. Guys, one time I overdosed on vitamins because I saw Spencer from Pretty Little Liars taking Adderall, and I thought it was really cool, so I did it myself. Guys, it's time for another embarrassing story. It's time for me to spill my truth yet again. Because guys, this is the most embarrassing story I have ever told. I was susceptible as a child. I've been unpacking trauma since creating this podcast and, editing these episodes, watching myself back. I'm learning new things about myself. I'm unpacking traumas constantly. That's what life's about. Deciphering how I became the person that I am today. How did that happen? And I'm unpacking traumas to slowly piece things together and realize things. And I realized that the true core, the problem in my life that started everything, was Pretty Little Liars. Because guys, I'm telling you the damn truth. I saw Spencer take Adderall, and it was like an arc of the show. She was like doing Adderall, and I thought it was really cool. I thought it was sickening. I was like, wow, you could do drugs and start typing really fast. Please, where are they? So I went to my mom's medicine cabinet, and what did I find? Oh, I found pills. And I didn't know what the pills were. I just saw that they were big fat pills, and I was like, okay, so if I take a bunch of pills, it's the same thing. I guess I thought that all pills were just the same thing. So I was like, give me the pills. And so I just started taking a bunch of pills. They weren't like drugs, but I think it was just vitamins. I don't know. It could have been antibiotics. Yes, I took a bunch of pills because Spencer from Pretty Little Liars told me that they were cool. Told me that taking pills was cool. So yes, I took pills. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe that fucks with my brain. Maybe that's why I am the way I am. Maybe that's why I'm disgusting. Something shifted. My brain got all mushy when I was 13 years old. I don't know what happened. And this is why I'm talking about my ex trauma, is because I realized that I think that's why I started stealing. Pretty Little Liars taught me about stealing and doing drugs, both of which I was a victim to. I was so vulnerable. I want to think that I'm a strong-headed person, and I always wish to convince myself that I was, you know, a smart child. But I guess I was just a little vulnerable because, yes, once I saw Hannah steal on Pretty Little Liars, I was like, okay, my turn. And I decided that, yes, it's my turn to steal. So I think that's where I got my stealing habits from, is because I saw she stole a sickening pair of sunglasses in episode one of Pretty Little Liars. Who knows about that? So I think it's Hannah's fault that I became a thief and got arrested. And it's Spencer's fault that I started taking handfuls of pills from my mom's medicine cabinet. Next topic. I guess now we could finally dive into my story, my deep, dark story about my birthday. Guys, say yes. My birthday had just happened. Today is the 18th, so my birthday was 3 days ago. I should have checked my star chart, I think, the day before my birthday, because then I would have at least been warned that that was going to be the worst day of my life. Guys, my birthday was a disaster. My birthday was a disastrous day of sadness and awfulness, and I have photos to prove it. I have a whole storyline for you. This all started the day of my birthday. The days before leading up to my birthday, I was working. I was just editing, you know, for a few days, getting the podcast up and ready to go. I was so focused on the podcast that I didn't realize that my birthday was coming up. My boyfriend was like, tomorrow's like your birthday. That's the first time in my life I'd ever been like, oh my God, like how I forgot my birthday was happening. Like, how did I forget this? To preface everything I'm about to say, yeah, it's kind of my fault. I didn't plan anything for my birthday. But honestly, looking back, thank God I didn't plan anything, because I don't think any of it would have happened, because it seems people in my life had more important things to do on my birthday. So what happened is I woke up, and keep in mind, guys, I don't have any friends. To preface, the plans that I thought were happening is I thought I would spend a nice day with my boyfriend just hanging out. There was also a party later in the day. It's not my birthday party, but it's someone else's party they're throwing. I know it's weird to go to someone else's party on your birthday, but I was like, I don't really have any other plans, and I'm kind of down to just like clown around and see a bunch of people, because I guess otherwise I wouldn't have seen anyone. Like, I would have just probably spent my birthday with just like a few friends. So I'm like, maybe it's fun. Like, I'll make it about me. I'll make this tar yummy party about me. I wake up the day of my birthday. I start getting ready, and my friend calls me, and he says, happy birthday. And I say, thank you. And he says, do you want me to ruin your birthday? And I said, sure, what's up? And he said, there's a group of people. Everyone's going to the Trishmas live show tonight. And I say, okay. Okay. So the people that I'm referring to, I assumed they had a bunch of pull to get me into this live show. I wanted to go to this live show. I wanted to go to this live show for months. I talked about it, I think in an episode or two ago, how Trisha was having a show on my birthday and how I really wanted to go. So I almost texted Oscar, or DM'd Oscar, because we follow each other. And I was going to ask, but then I was like, no, because I don't know what else I'm doing on my birthday. I didn't want to like get tickets and then not use them. So I didn't ever reach out to him. So the day comes and I'm like, okay, well, let me know if they can get me a ticket to get in. That would be the best birthday of my life. So I kind of got my hopes up, and I had a really good feeling, because I don't want to like be saying names and stuff, but with the dynamic of what was going on, it seemed like there was a pretty good chance that I was going to be able to go. My day goes by. Then I go to brunch, and at this brunch, I have three mimosas to myself. My boyfriend says something that really hurt my feelings. I go to the bathroom. I cry alone. I cry on my birthday. But yeah, so I cried alone in this toilet, and then I had to go shopping for an outfit, because I was like, okay, I have to kind of manifest that I'm going. I have to manifest that I'm about to go to the Trisha Paytas live show. Shopping went fine. I come home. I sit down in my chair to start getting ready, because I'm like, I have to like act like I'm going to this show and also this party after. Like, I do have a big night, my big birthday extravaganza night to go see Trisha Paytas live, and it's going to be amazing. And then I get a call, and they're like, well, we can't make it happen. And guys, I wasn't really expecting anything. I have to be honest. I wasn't really surprised, I guess. I wasn't really like shocked, but I was upset. I was very, very, very upset about this. Guys, it was full. I guess it was full. There wasn't any space for me. There was 13 people going, not enough room for me. And I don't blame them, because it's like, it's no one's responsibility, I guess, but mine. And this was day of. None of this was planned. This was a last minute extravaganza. But I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. Hung up the phone. 1 hour of crying. Hey, look at this. That was me. That is what happened. Yeah, I cried in my bathroom for an hour, probably. I took a shower. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll still go to this party after with all my friends who just betrayed me. I started getting ready, did my full birthday makeup, ready to go to this party. I was like, let me just drink the night away, drink my sadness away. Like at this point, what else is there to do? I'm just going to go to this party and have fun. So my friends, they were all at the Christmas show having the time of their lives. So I thought, okay, I guess I'll just join them after and feel like a pathetic loser. Then I get a call and they're like, okay, we're on the way. And I was like, oh, what? Like, are y'all going back to like X, Y, and Z's house so I can like meet y'all there? And he was like, no, we're going straight there, but like you have to come. And I'm like, okay. One thing about me, and guys, if you do this, power to you, but I don't go to things alone. I don't show up to parties alone. I'm not going to be pre-gaming alone and taking a 30-minute Uber alone. But that's just a me problem. So I told him, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not going. But yeah, that was my birthday disaster. It was awful. And I'm still recovering. I'm actually very, very, very sad about this. Like, that would have been a dream to see Trisha Paytas on my birthday. It would have really been a dream. Birthday ruined. Maybe next year. And, you know, maybe I'll celebrate with my family when I'm home. That'll be fun. I'll do that. Also, I love how it's so universal that whenever you, like, cry, you, like, just have to take a photo of it. Like, I love how I cried 9 times on my birthday. And, like, there's photo evidence of all of them. All of the cries. It's true. But anyways, I'm relieved that it's over. Here's to a better year next year. Guys, next year in general, I want to be my year. I'm really into the manifesting. I want to try out some 2025 goals, I guess, with you guys. I want to tell them. I want to talk about them. I have a feeling, I mean, we're halfway through the 2020 decade, which is insane considering that 2020, I remember it like it's the back of my hand. It felt like it was yesterday. This decade so far has been not my most enjoyable. Honestly, it has not been my most enjoyable, but I've found really beautiful, amazing moments in it. And I'm really excited going into this new year. This is the first time where I've been excited about going into a new year. And I haven't just felt completely hopeless and scared. I actually feel like I have drive and I have goals and I want to manifest with you guys. But before I get into that, I do have a really important message I want to give you guys. Men who tell women that they shouldn't vape need to burn. Are you joking? Are you joking? Because y'all have heard that. They're like, I don't want a girl who vapes. Okay, and I don't want a man who exists. So, seems like we both have to make compromises, okay? Can a bitch just fucking vape in peace? Like, hello, and then there's a man, I don't want a woman who vapes. I'm like, okay, and you cheat and lie and are ugly. So, burn. I'm not kidding. Burn, burn, burn. Okay. 2025 goals. This year I want my flowers. I really want my flowers. I'm not going to say I was a trailblazer in the YouTube community, but I don't think that I've gotten my flowers to the extent that I should. I feel like it's time for people to start re-looking at me and rediscovering me and thinking, wow, we really took Antonio Garza for granted. I just want my flowers. I want some appreciation this year. I feel like I had a really big part in redefining YouTube. I want my flowers. Someone give me money, please. I want to have some full circle moments. I'm just hoping for points throughout the next year where I could really sit back and be like, wow, like my life is awesome. Because I feel like I've just been living in a haze of stress and negativity. I want the next year for that haze to clear up and for me to like realize who I am. I'm Antonio Garza. I am the YouTuber of life. But anyways, I also want my coin. This year, I want my coin. I've been a little coin dry. I want my coin. Yes, we know this. I really want this to become a very successful podcast. I have good feelings. I have really good feelings about this, what we got going on here. Amongst it all, I just want to be like everyone else. I don't want to be like everyone else, but I want to be like everyone else. I just want to be. I want to exist. I want to like find, I just want to find some peace in my next year. I want to find peace and consistency. I honestly just wish, I feel like for so many years, and this is gonna sound so privileged, but it's like I went a long time without working. It was actually the most miserable I've ever been because without like purpose and without like, you know, striving towards things and working and having goals, your life sometimes can become very, very gray, very dull, and very miserable. I was quite Ms. for years. I don't know. I feel like for a long time I was quite miserable. So for now, I'm just kind of like, I want to find peace this next year. I want to be. Can a girl just be? Can I just be? Please. I just want to be. I think biggest goal for the year is just growing this podcast into being the most successful, biggest thing I could possibly imagine. I want this to take over the world. Guys, number one podcast coming now, right here, right now. You guys are seeing it. You guys are watching it happen. And back to what I was saying earlier. I'm sorry about the past few episodes, guys. I'm a little bit of a chaotic yapper. I really am a chaotic yapper. I just speak out of line constantly. I switch topics like it's my job. I speak like I literally have just done 8 lines. Like, I'm sorry. It's just how I am. I just can't stay on topic to save the life of me. It's like people know this about me. People know this. You guys should know this about me at this point. I actually can't even really speak words correctly. So I just think that that's what makes me unique. And to be unique is to be special, is to be successful, is to be fun, is to be loved. To be loved is to be changed. But actually, what should change about this podcast? Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. If there's anything you guys think I should change about this podcast, let me know. Now's the time to tell me. Now's the time. But yeah, if there's any constructive, positive criticism you have, let me know. I'm open to hearing it. Oh, cheers to 2025. It's gonna be an exciting year. I love you guys. You guys have changed my life for better and not for worse, for better. You guys would have never left me alone on my birthday. I know that. But thank you guys for listening and thank you guys for hearing me out and dealing with me. I cannot wait for this next year. It's going to be very special. And guys, I think we're at the end of the episode. I think we're at the end here. And I love you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Okay. Love you guys. Stay safe. Don't get too drunk on New Year's. Don't drink too much eggnog. Don't accept presents from TikTok shop. That's embarrassing. Well, not if you want the presents, though. Don't accept men telling you you can't vape. Tell them to... Okay, sorry. Bye. Bye.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.